Well, months into the pandemic, and some new mums are still struggling with disruption to mothers' groups. In Tasmania, COVID-19 has put a stop to the groups. The state's Child Health Service hopes to use telehealth soon for an online option, but experts say it's a national issue and it should have been sorted already. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
After a 17-year gap between having children, Tasmanian woman Jessica LaMercia was looking forward to joining a new mums group. But COVID-19 has left her with no group to join.
I think it's really important for mums' mental health as well to talk to real humans and to real mums. And even though it is my second child, you know, you do forget a lot of things, or just to feel that you do have someone going through the same thing with no sleep.
Her daughter Alaska is now 7 weeks old. She says besides a quick weigh-in at the Child Health and Parenting Service, her baby's health checks have been done over the phone.
So no weighing of the baby, no measurements are being taken. You know, it'll check hips and all that. Obviously, we can't do that. We don't have the knowledge to do that. So it's literally just, you know, asking how their feeding's going. You know, do you have any concerns?
In a statement to PM, the Child Health and Parenting Service says, in response to COVID-19, it has shortened face-to-face consults. It says over the next month it will start trials of video telehealth for new parent groups. Maternal and infant health expert Professor Caroline Homer from the Burnet Institute in Melbourne wants all new mums in Australia to have access to online support.
I think we need to find new ways of linking women up in mothers' groups. Whether it's going to be for a little while or for a long time, I think we need to work out different ways of making connections. And then I think we need to work out how do we run things like mothers' groups in a safe way, face-to-face.
And what are some of the most important things that women learn in the mothers' groups?
I think when women come home from hospital or after they've had their baby, if they've had their baby at home, they live in a little bubble on their own for a while. And that's a good thing. Generally, they've got their partner and perhaps their mother or somebody else with them. But they're generally a little isolated from the wider world. So a mother's group reconnects them with a community.
Women with older children in Tasmania have been able to access social support via the community-based Child Health Association. The CEO, Liz Crane, has been offering Zoom sessions.
It might be toilet training or introducing solids, or it might be kids' yoga, stretch and sing. It might be just a story and song play date.
Ms. Crane is hoping that in July, face-to-face groups can resume with social distancing, possibly outside, and the toddlers and kids won't be sharing toys.
Felicity Ogilvie with that report.